You're listening to Sounds Good. It's our midday music and community conversation program. I'm your host, Tracy Ross, and I'm joined in studio this morning by Murray State's Jones College of Science, Engineering, and Technology Dean, Dr. Steve Cobb. Welcome.
Hi, Tracy. Thank you. Good to be with you.
It's good to have you. This is the second year now of what I understand has been a very successful program called Test Drive Eraser. For those who don't know, could you just explain briefly what it is and the genesis of the program?
Sure. Test Drive Eraser is an internship program in the Jones College of Science, Engineering, and Technology. 2 years ago, we pitched an idea via a proposal for funding to the James Graham Brown Foundation out of Louisville. Our premise for the proposal was that Murray State students are so good at what they do and that employers will be so happy with their performance that if we could just get a company or a governmental agency to try them out, take them on a test drive, that they'll impress their employer and that it'll lead to long-term partnerships with that company and long-term employment opportunities for our students. And so it was successful. The grant was successful. We brought in $450,000 in seed money to begin a program where we actually pay internship stipends to students so that they can have internship experiences.
What type of companies and organizations have been taking advantage of this program?
We've tried to maintain relationships with companies inside the state, and the major successes that we've had have been with engineering firms, with companies that have some sort of STEM focus, that's science, technology, engineering, and mathematics focus, as you would imagine. We've also branched out into government agencies like the Kentucky Department of Fish and Wildlife, things like that, that maybe traditionally have been a little harder for our students to break into. This has opened some doors that way.
I guess there's no explicit promise or guarantee of permanent employment in this program, but will this often lead to a better chance of hooking on permanently with a company?
We believe it will, and we're already seeing signs of that. Even though it's still early, we're just in our second year of the program. We already know that reports back from these employers are glowing in their praise of Murray State students, and they are already looking for opportunities to bring Murray State students aboard in a permanent capacity. Sometimes these internships actually extend longer than just a summer or whatever the contracted period would be. They've tended to keep our students around, and we think that's good for the long term.
And just to clear it up, these are employees of the company. They're not employed by Murray State when they're under the Test Drive Eraser program. That's
correct. The way the program works is that the company hires the student, and at the end of that student's internship, the company just sends us a bill, and we reimburse the company for any payments to the student up to a maximum amount per summer. And it's really no risk to the company. They get their money refunded to them. All we ask is that in the following or ensuing year, that the company make a good faith effort to hire another one of our students at the same amount so that this program really perpetuates a relationship that's long term.
If an organization is listening and this sounds interesting to them, what's the best way they can find out more information about it?
Probably the best way right now is just to contact me in the Dean's Office of the Jones College of Science, Engineering, and Technology. My email is just scobb@murraystate.edu.
And I guess for students as well, as long as they're an outstanding junior or senior, then they can just apply for this.
Right. And they can really let their department chair or their academic advisor in their home department know that they're interested, start preparing a resume. Mm-hmm. Those resumes get brought together, and we distribute those resumes to prospective employers for our students. So we do a lot of the legwork on their behalf.
Well, that sounds really exciting. Very successful now in its second year, the Test Drive Eraser program. New construction on campus from the Engineering and Physics Building. Do you have an update on that?
We're very excited about the progress. It's nice once we see a structure actually rising from the ground. And even though it's a little bit inconvenient because, as we noted off air, it's taken away some parking spaces, we will regain those eventually. But for right now, we're just very excited to have the third and final phase of the science complex going up before our very eyes, and it'll be a very nice facility.
It's really almost created a second quad. Once it's finished, it'll be a second center for the university.
Right. The Gene Wells Ray Science Campus is what we've named it. It's really bounded by Jones Hall, our chemistry building, our biology building. Alexander Hall in the College of Education would make up one side of that new quad, and now the engineering and physics building will really bring it to completion. It will be actually the largest building of our science complex. It's 72,000 square feet. It'll be a two-story facility. Its architecture will be beautiful. It'll match the existing buildings that we have in the science complex, and we're looking forward to it coming online in the spring of 2017.
Well, it's not that far off at all.
Right.
Construction Career Days coming up Thursday. Tell us about that.
Right. Our institute, the Murray State Institute of Engineering, sponsors a Construction Career Day, and that'll be held at the Expo Center this Thursday. That would be the 18th, yes, mm-hmm. September 18th, this Thursday. It'll take place most of the morning through mid-afternoon, and we'll have approximately 1,500 students. These are high school students and some from our community colleges or technical schools that will be on our campus with the support of a lot of our engineering trades, our construction companies, so that students get an idea of what possible employment opportunities are out there for them. They get to do a lot of really fun things. They get to operate the large bucket trucks and these concrete finishers, and they get to try a lot of the latest technology, and it's just a real hands-on experience. And starts to let students realize that their education is meaningful and can prepare them for satisfying careers in the construction industry. And so we're pleased that our local groups like Associated General Contractors and other sponsors have helped us put this event on. It's a nice thing for our region.
From how far away do you expect to get students for this?
It's primarily the 18-county service region that Murray State's a part of.
And boy, you just got so much to talk about today, Steve. The international study abroad opportunities have been planned for Belize, Argentina, and Germany. Some very interesting destinations and some study paths.
Yeah, we take seriously the charge put before us in the university's QEP, our Quality Enhancement Plan, to provide experiential learning opportunities for students. And one of the best ways we can do that is offer students the opportunity to study in context and in the context of another society, sometimes in another language. Our individual departments have put together faculty-led study abroad experiences. In this case, the biology department is putting together an experience in Belize, which is a fantastic country to go to because you can have everything from oceanography to a tropical rainforest climate within a single day's drive. Occupational safety and health over the winter term coming up. They'll be taking a group to Argentina, and so that'll be a fantastic experience for our OSH students. Our engineering institute is looking at taking a group to Germany. We have some partnerships now through some local mm-hmm. companies that are headquartered in Germany, and we'll be able to go look at their headquarters back in the Munich and Berlin areas, take a look around. Germany is a leader in a lot of the engineering and manufacturing processes that are of interest worldwide, and so giving our students exposure to these other cultures really brings, I think, a very satisfactory experience to them.
Dr. Steve Cobb is Dean of Murray State's Jones College of Science, Engineering, and Technology. Thanks so much for taking the time to talk to me today.
Thank you.
You're with Murray State's WKMS. We sound good because of listeners like you.